Hi, so this is joint work with my postdoc Yu Chung-Hu, my student Henry Chen, and my former student Yan Tang, who is now doing his PhD at Columbia. My name is Patrick Lee. So today's talk is called NC Cloud, Applying Network Coding for the Storage Repair in the Cloud of Clouds. So cloud storage is now an emerging service model for remote backup and data synchronization. We can now outsource the storage of data to some third-party cloud storage provider, which will help us maintain our data and we can save the management overhead. However, putting all the data in a single cloud storage provider may raise some concerns. One concern is the cloud outage. We have seen some real cases showing that a cloud storage provider could actually break down, could experience temporary outage, or even lose all the data. Another concern is vendor lock-in, where it is difficult or is costly to switch cloud providers to move the data from one cloud to another cloud, especially if the client stores terabytes of data on one cloud provider. So one solution to address single cloud storage problems is to use multiple cloud storage. So the idea is to distribute data across multiple clouds. So in here, we can deploy a proxy which sits between the users and multiple clouds. And the proxy will handle all the complicated logics of how to distribute the data. So if the users want to upload a file, it will pass the file to the proxy, and the proxy will divide this file into different fragments and encode this fragment and distribute these fragments across the clouds. And we may add some redundancy to these fragments so that if one cloud is not available, we can still retrieve the data from other cloud providers. And one form of redundancy is called the MDS codes, which is defined by the parameters N and K. So in a nutshell, with MDS codes, we can allow any K of N storage nodes, or clouds in our case, to rebuild the original file. So that means that the codes can tolerate any concurrent N minus K node failures. To give you an idea, in RAID 5, K equals to N minus 1, and for RAID 6, K equals to N minus 2. Now, how do we repair the data in a multiple cloud storage setting? So let's say we consider a case where cloud one is failed. So in this case, the proxy will download the data from other surviving clouds, reconstruct the data, and write the data to the new cloud. And in this repair operations, our goal is to minimize the repair traffic, which is defined as the amount of data being read from the surviving clouds. Why is it important? Because the amount of data you read from the surviving clouds counts towards your usage fee for your cloud storage. So we want to minimize the monetary cost due to data migration. So that's why we want to minimize repair traffic. Now let's see how we actually distribute the data across the clouds. Let's look at one standard scheme called the Resolomon codes. So basically, in this particular example, we consider a case of n equals to 4, k equals to 2, which means that any two or four nodes could be used to reconstruct the data. So this is a RAID 6 code. Now, in the conventional repair method, the main idea is I just want to reconstruct the whole file. So I would download this data, the amount of data, which is of the same size as the original file size, reconstruct the data for the failed node, and write the data to the new node. Now, in this particular example, the amount of repair traffic is m, which is equal to the original file size. However, our observation is that do we actually need to download the whole file? One observation is that we only need to reconstruct the data for a new for a particular field. No, we don't need to construct the whole file. So we may download less repair traffic. And also, instead of contacting k nodes, we may contact more than k nodes to see if we can get some benefits by downloading less repair traffic. So one excellent work, which is called the regenerating codes, proposed by DeMarcus and his group. And the idea is to allow storage nodes to perform encoding operations so as to reduce the amount of repair traffic. So in this case, let's stripe the data across the four nodes like this, as shown in the figure. And let's say node one is failed. So the idea is the proxy will download one chunk from each node, and in particular, node 4 in this case will send the exclusive OR of the chunk to the proxy, and the proxy can reconstruct the data for the new node. Now we can see from this example the repair traffic is 0.75m, which is 25% of savings compared to the previous Resolomon code that we saw earlier. And the main idea here is we use network coding because the data is striped across the nodes, and the node further performs encoding during the repair. So it's the idea of network coding. Now, there's an excellent body of work on studying regenerating code, which is mainly done from a theoretical perspective. And there are also some empirical studies on the random neural codes, which are also built on the concept of network coding, but their work is mainly based on simulation. And actually, multiple cloud storage has been proposed by some previous work, but their systems are mainly based on erasure codes. So the opening question is, can we implement regenerating codes and apply regenerating codes in the context of multiple cloud storage? And to implement regenerating codes, we need to address some challenges. First and most importantly, can we eliminate encoding and decoding operations in the storage nodes? We want to keep things simple. We just want to require the storage nodes to support the basic read-write operations. We don't want the storage nodes to perform encoding and decoding operations. And other challenges is, can we support the basic upload-download operations and also repair operations with the regenerating codes? So here comes our contributions. We built a system called NC Cloud, which is a proxy-based storage system that applies regenerating codes in multiple cloud storage. And the goals we want to achieve are as follows. So we propose an implementable design of functional minimum storage regenerating codes, which we call FMSRO, which try to adapt the benefits of network coding in terms of minimizing the repair traffic. And it supports the basic read-write operations, and it also preserves the storage overhead as in MDS code, such as resolving code we saw earlier, while it reduces the repair traffic. And we implement and evaluate NC Cloud in some real storage settings. In our implementations, we focus on double fault tolerance, which means k equals to n minus 2. And in here, we focus on single node failure recovery. And NC Cloud is built on Fuse, which is a user space file system library. So from a client's perspective, NC Cloud can be mounted as a file system. Now, what's the key idea of FMSR? How does it work? So the main idea is, instead of storing original data chunks, here, we store code chunks denoted by PIs, where each code chunk PI is the linear combinations of the original data chunk. So in this particular examples, we create 8 code chunks and distribute them across 4 nodes. Now, during the repair operations, the proxy will download 1 code chunk from each of the surviving nodes and form new code chunks P1 prime and P2 prime, which are formed by the random linear combinations of the downloaded code chunks. And the linear combinations of the code chunks are still the linear combinations of the original data chunks. And then we write P1 prime and P2 prime to the new node. Now, we need to make sure that these code chunks are independent so that we can download any 4 chunks in order to recover the original file. And we will show how we guarantee this property later on. Now, we have, and one observation here is that the storage nodes don't need to perform encoding and decoding operations. So we need to make some trade-off. And trade-off here is, it is a non-systematic code. So it doesn't store the original data as in systematic code, while it stores only the code chunks formed by the linear combinations of the original data chunks, while we make sure that it maintains the MDS property, which means that any K of N storage nodes or the clouds could be used to construct the original file. It would be difficult to access a particular data chunk because in order to do that, we need to download sufficient code chunks, rebuild the original file so that we can access the original particular data chunk. But we think that it would be suitable for some applications such as long-term archival, which we don't read the data very often, and when we read the data, we actually read the whole file anyway. So with FMSRO, actually, we can eliminate the need of the encoding and decoding operations in the clouds while we still keep the benefits of network coding in storage repair by minimizing the repair traffic. And in this case, for n equals to 4, the repair traffic is saved by 25%, but actually, for very large n, we can see the saving could be up to 50%. Now, let me give you some ideas about how NC Cloud supports the basic operations. So for example, let's say we have a file to upload to the clouds. So the main idea is we construct the encoding coefficient factors, which we multiply this with with the native chunks, original data chunks, to form each code chunk. And once we form these code chunks, we distribute these code chunks across the cloud. And all these operations are done on GalaField 2TD8. And these coefficient factors will form an encoding matrix, which we will replicate this to all the nodes as metadata. And this encoding matrix is very small, and we will see later on. So we will just replicate it as metadata. Now, to download the original file, so what we can do is we contact any K nodes. In this case, it's two. So we get the code chunks, and we multiply this with the inverse of the encoded matrix, which we obtain from the metadata of any one of the node, and we build the original file. So in the repair operations, if you still remember, our goal is to generate some random linear combinations of the code chunks. Now the question is, how do we make sure that these random linear combinations still preserve the MDS property? How do we make sure that after many rounds of failures, we still make sure that the MDS property is preserved? So in our work, we propose a two-phase checking. So the main idea is, first phase, we perform the MDS property check, in which the current repair make sure it maintains the MDS property, and also we do another check which we call the repair MDS property check. We make sure that the next repair for any possible failure will still maintain the MDS property. I'm not going into the details here, which you can refer to it from the paper, but the simulation results show that it is important to have two-phase checking in order to make the single failure repair sustainable after many rounds. So we did some evaluation. First, we studied the cost. We see that actually the FMSR can save 25% of the cost compared to the conventional repair method. We have some overhead in our implementation. First is the metadata, but in our implementation, the size is only 160 bytes. We assume the case for the file size is usually around several megabytes, so the overhead of the metadata is not that big. And also, we may need to contact all the surviving clouds to get the data. So we may have some overhead in terms of the GET request, but actually the overhead is very small, it's within 1%. So we believe that it's reasonable. And we do other type of evaluation. We build a system. We evaluate the running time performance. So we deploy the NC cloud in a single machine as a proxy, which is connected to a cloud of clouds. And in this example, we consider n equals to 4 and k equals to 2. We compare two coding schemes. One is the resettlement-based RAID 6. Basically, we want to compare the conventional repair method and also the FMSR. And in these experiments, we consider the response time, the running time to finish each operations. And in here, we consider two cloud environments. One is the local cloud, in which we build our own data center based on OpenStack Swift, where the proxy machine connects to the Swift using the local area network. And the Swift basically is an object-based storage. And we also do our experiments in the public cloud, in which we use S3 in our experiments. So let's look at the performance in the local cloud. We show the performance for upload, download, and repair operations. X axis here is the different file sizes. Y axis is the response time. And we see that actually FMSR could have higher response time due to the encoding and decoding overhead, as we see in the upload and download operations. But for the repair, actually FMSR has slightly response time because it downloads less data. Now, we can mask out the encoding overhead if we deploy this in a commercial cloud. So in this experiment, we see the performance in the commercial cloud. X axis again is the file sizes, Y axis is the response time, and we don't see distinct differences between RAID 6 implementations and the FMSR. We expect that the main reason is the network fluctuations will play a bigger role in the actual response time. So the encoding and decoding overhead will be masked in this case. Of course, if n is very large, then the encoding and decoding overhead could be more dominant because the invert matrix part actually could be expensive. But in practice, we don't think n would be very large. So we still think it's okay. So in conclusion, we propose an implementable design of FMSR. We try to implement regenerating codes in the practical storage environment. And we show that it can preserve the storage cost while using less repair traffic. We built NC Cloud, which realizes the MSR cooling scheme. And most importantly, we released the source code for NC Cloud, so please feel free to download, find out the details from the code, and extend this. And yeah, that's all for my presentation. Happy to take your questions and comments. Thank you.
Joe Buck, UC Santa Cruz. When you're looking at this Ford 2 encoding, I mean, these are cloud providers, right? S3 is doing its own resiliency. What are the odds of losing more than one cloud, like actually losing your data out of a cloud provider, much less two, in your thoughts?
Well, we try to assume the worst case. I mean, of course, S3 is reliable, but we have seen many cloud storage providers coming out in the market, and we cannot guarantee that if all these cloud providers are reliable and are always available. So, but we just assume the worst case. We still try to preserve the same performance as in the traditional erasure codes, but we see that actually you can incur less repair traffic.
Okay, no, I mean, and the math seems interesting, but from like a cost standpoint, you're up to 60 cents a gigabyte a month, looking at the numbers you had up here, if you're doing four times.
Right.
And at that price point, it almost seems like the cloud isn't doing a whole lot for you. Mm-hmm. But no, the math seems cool, it's just the feasibility seemed a little.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Hey, let's thank Patrick again, please.